I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Mexico's most violent city is just on the other side of the U.S.-Mexican border. It is Ciudad Juárez, and it's in the middle of the crosshairs of Mexico's effort to crush the country's drug gangs. Some 5,200 people have been killed in Juárez in just the past 2.5 years. Now, residents are forming neighborhood associations to try to shield themselves from the violence. The strategy doesn't always work, and it can create problems for emergency responders. But reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe discovered that the trend is uniting neighborhoods.
Gabriela Guerrero was doing housework one day when she heard a neighbor frantically calling her name.
Y me gritaba, Gabi, Gabi, ayúdanos.
She was calling for help. Guerrero's neighbor and children had just been robbed in their own home. The family had been forcibly locked in a room for 3 hours by gunmen. In that time, the thieves casually took their most valuable belongings, including their car. All this in broad daylight at 3 in the afternoon. What's most incredible, Guerrero says, is that as neighbors, we don't look after each other. We're not there to help each other out. Most of the time, we don't even know each other, she says. Police never caught the robbers, and Guerrero's neighbor moved away to a gated community.
No.
Guerrero lives in a middle-class neighborhood in southeast Juárez. She's a 38-year-old housewife. She and her husband have 2 teenage girls, a golden lab, and a poodle puppy. Guerrero is also the treasurer of her 4-month-old neighborhood association, launched shortly after her neighbor was robbed. We had a meeting in the neighborhood park, Guerrero says. We knocked on people's doors and invited them to come. She says 80 or 90% of the neighbors in a 2-block radius showed up. The first action taken by Guerrero's neighborhood association was to block the streets. They piled up old tires, strung barbed wire between light posts, and rolled knee-high boulders onto the pavement. The city of Juárez prohibits blocking the streets in this way, but officials are allowing neighborhood associations to apply for what they call controlled access to their streets. Carla Garcia is a Juárez City spokeswoman.
Los vecinos lo tienen que hacer por su propia cuenta. Nosotros damos la autorización.
She says the city approves this, but only because of the current situation in Juárez. The city allows residents to put up retractable traffic gates. A guard must be on 24-hour duty to open the gates for emergency vehicles, and it's up to the neighborhood association to front the costs, which can be as much as $10,000.
Finalmente ya tienen el control de quién entra a sus calles.
It gives neighbors control over who comes into their streets, says Garcia, so they feel a little more protected from becoming crime victims. But blocking the streets doesn't guarantee a crime-free neighborhood. Despite the improvised roadblocks in Gabriela Guerrero's neighborhood, there was a car chase a month ago that ended in a double homicide on her street. The neighborhood association is still in the process of getting the city's formal approval to block their streets. They're also struggling to come up with the money for iron gates and a security guard. Ana María Flores is also a member of the association.
Bueno, pues es algo que apenas estamos descubriendo.
She describes it as a work in progress. We face challenges, she admits, but we're also making some progress. Although the arrangement isn't perfect, a bit of barbed wire and a pile of used tires have given the neighborhood some peace of mind and a greater sense of community. On a recent afternoon, a group of boys was playing soccer on the street. Girls were giggling in the nearby park. Gabriela Guerrero says neighbors know each other by name now.
Pues el vecino es importante porque nunca sabemos cuándo lo vamos a necesitar o cuando él nos...
Your neighbor is an important person, she said, because you never know when you're going to need each other. For The World, I'm Mónica Ortiz Uribe in Ciudad Juárez, Mexico.